You're holding Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Come on the top. The Shaila was again that Bo Imenei Rav Kana Mirav. Rav Kana asked the Shaila from Rav that Yesh Drusa L'Chosel or Yen Drusa L'Chosel. If a cat attacks an animal, does it make it into a treifa? Is the treifa of a Drusa by a Chosel? So Rav answered back and said, Af L'Chuldu Yesh Drusa. Like not only for a cat, but even for a weasel. Also, if it attacks something, we'll soon see what, it makes it into a treifa, into a drusa. If we say it gives off some poison, and that poison goes and burns it in, and makes it into a treifa. Another shaliyah, yesh drusa l'chuda, or yen drusa l'chuda, what's going to be by a weasel? Does a weasel have a drusa or not? So Amalei answered back, Rav, and said, af l'chos alein drusa, no, even a cat does not have a drusa. If a cat attacks something, it does not make it into a treifa. So Chutzitrustira, first he says the chosel makes a drusa, and then he says the chosel does not make a drusa. So we'll soon see. Then he asks the shalom, what's going to be? Le chosel u lechulda, yesh lem drusa. He asks them both together. What's the locker of a cat and a weasel? If they attack something, does it make it into a treifa or not? Or yein lem drusa, maybe no. Or Malay, so Rav answered back and said, yes, that depends. That le chosel yesh drusa. If a cat attacks it, it does make it into a drusa. It makes a treifa. But lechuda, if a weasel attacks it, then ain't drusa, there's no drusa. So what's going on here? There's no stira with the kalachis. So my answer is like this. For lekash, there's no stira over here. Hod the yomalei af lechuda yesh drusa. That's what he started off to say. Not only a cat, but even a weasel, if it attacks something, it makes a treifa, makes a drusa. That's biyofis. If they attack a bird, if a cat or a weasel attacks a bird, that bird becomes a trait for the Yesh Drusa. Now, what did the Yomalei, that did Rav answer back and said, Af L'Chosel Ein Drusa, even for a cat. There's no trait of a Drusa. He was talking about the Imri Ravravi, like a big sheep. On big sheep, there even a cat cannot make it into a trait for. And what the Yomalei, that did Rav answer back and said, there's a difference. That L'Chosel Yesh Drusa. For a cat, it doesn't make a drusa, but lechuda ain't drusa. For a weasel, it does not make a drusa. Rav was talking about over there, bigdi mutloim. He's talking about there, to attack the kid or a lamb. Those are small sheep, that it makes a chosel, yes, and a weasel, no. Now the Gemara asks, boy Ravashi, Ravashi has to shout like this, shah roifus temeyim, the other type of roifus temeyim. There's a chutz for an agath and a nace, a chutz for a hawk and a nace, that agath, that the, it says before, doesn't make a drusa. What's going to be by shar oifus temeyim? Yesh lem drusa, yeh lem drusa. If they attack another bird, that do they have arrows, do they have poison that would burn inside, make a treifa, or not? So, Malay Rav Hillel. Le Rav Ashi, Rav Hillel, Sabbat Rav Ashi, that kiavin and bay Rav Kana, when I was by Rav Kana, Rav Kana said like this, that shar oifus temeim, other birds, other temeim dika birds, yesh lem drusa, yes, they also have this eris, this poison, that when they attack another bird, they could burn, it makes a treifa. So Morias I, Vonan Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that says, O drusas hanates, biyof hadak, that mashmoni hook, that makes a treifa. Nothing else? It says only drusas hanates, biyof hadak. So Morias says that Drusa sanates by the kavosei, the yinech by the zutruminayim. The pshat is like this: that a hawk, if it attacks even another bird its same size, it also can make it into a treifa. Mashenkin, the other birds, the other shar oifus temeyim, only if they attack a smaller bird, there they make it into a treifa. But if they attack a bird the same size, they do not make a treifa. And the ikadiyamri, some says like this: that drusa sanates. That's what the Mishnah says, a nate, a hawk, if it attacks another bird, it makes it into a treifa, that's even a bigger bird. But the inuch, the other, shar oifus temeyim, bidikavasayu, they only make a treifa if they attack a bird at the same size, but if they attack a bigger bird, it does not make it into a treifa. Another one says, Omer Rav Kano, Mishmei Durav Simi Barashi, Ein Drusa Lishoyel. He says, if a fox attacks, another animal, it does not make it into a treifa, it does not have this arrows, this poison, does not burn. The Gemara says, Aini, it's not true. Ivor Kiyosi Ravdimu, Ravdimi came. Omri said like this, that Maisa once happened a case, Vidoras Shual Rochel, that a fox attacked a Rochel, a lamb, Bemerchat Shal Beisini, in this bathhouse of Beisini, Obo Maisa of Nechachomim, and they brought the Shal upon Nechachomim, is this Rochel, is it a treif or not? And the Yomru, they said, yes, Jerusa, yes, that a shul of fox, if he attacks the tactic, it is a Jerusa. So who you see, a shul does have a din Jerusa. So my answer is, Amrav Safra, Hahi Chosel Heve, there was not really a fox, it was a cat. And a cat that we had before, on a small sheep, it makes a Jerusa. And the pshat is that a cat has this poison that burns through, and the fox does not have it. The Ikudiyami, some say, Omer Rav Kana, Mishmedi Rav Simi Barashi. Rav Kana said, over the name of Rav Simi Barashi, that Yesh Jerusal Shul, yes, that a fox, if he attacks an animal, he does have errors, he does have this poison that makes it for Jerusal becomes a trefer. So Moyas Aini, it's not true. Ivo Kosi Rav Dimi. Omer said like this, that Mice had once happened the case with Doras Shual Rochel B'merchat Shabesini, that a fox once attacked a lamb in this bathhouse of Beis Hinni, or bore mice of Nechachomim, and the shalah came in front of Nechachomim, for Yom Nechachomim said, Ein Jerusa, that it's Ksheira, they said Ein Jerusa, the quantus mice is just the opposite as before. Before the mice were, they said it was a Jerusa, now they're saying no, Ein Jerusa. So Amr Safra said, Ha'u Kelev, why are you just the opposite? There the mice was, it was a Kelev that attacked, and he holds a Kelev, that has no Jerusa. It's only a shayla chosul and a shul, but a kill of a dog that does not have this poison, that does not make a trefa. Now Omar Abaya says, Naktinim, we hold and Jerusal biyad, that when an animal, a chosul or a shul attacks, we say there's a trefa, so a Jerusa, that's only if it's front legs with the hinds. Lafuki regal delay, but the back legs, no, the reg rushes achreino, that does not have this error, that does not make a trefa. Now, Ein Jerusa lepitziporin. Hordin is only a Jerusa if he uses his nails. Lafuka comes to exclude Shane. If it just uses teeth, a bite, there it does not give off errors. The errors comes out with its claws, with its tziporin, its nails. Now, Ein Jerusa lemidas. Also, it only gives off this poison if the animal does the midas. Is lafuka shloi midas. If it does it shloi midas, Rashi says that he doesn't realize it. Rashi says, the chivra, the shloi midas nofal. Let's say he fell on an animal, Shloim Midas, Kogurim min Agag, Alabama. Let's say the wolf, the shul, the fox, or the cat fell off the roof on top of an animal. So even though his nails got stuck into the back of the animal, still Rashi says, a mashlech bueris. He does not shoot off this poison, therefore it's not called a treifa. Shloim Midas, if he doesn't realize he's like attacking him, then there's no treifa. Another locker is that Ein Drusel Michayim, only if the animal is still alive. La Fukaliacha Misa Deloi, that Lacha Misa is not called a Drusa. So Rashi says the Havaminer is Shemei Sari, that the lion died while it was attacking the animal. Viachakach, or forget, the lion died first, and Viachakach Nofal Alabhema. And then after it died, the dead lion fell on top of an animal. So such a case, even though now when the lion comes down on top of the animal, his claws, the nails, go into the animal, still it does not shoot off the yeris. That's the klal of Ein Jerusa, Ela Mechayim Le'afuka Le'achamisa. The lion, Le'achamisa, is not called a Jerusa. So Moses says, Amri, Moses, a question like this, Hashtu Shloimidas, or Ma'ataloi, you told me the first halacha, that if the animal attacks Shloimidas, he doesn't realize it. He's just falling. Still, it doesn't give up any errors, doesn't make a trefa. If the animal died, if the lion died, and then it falls down on top of an animal, pshita, enuchos shloimidas, godom is there. So, what's the chiddish if I hear that shloimidas does not make a trefa, that you have to tell me a mesa cannot? Pshita, a mesa cannot make a trefa. So, my answer is, Leitzricha, the chiddish is like this. Leitzricha, the doris, that no, the lion attacked another animal when the lion was alive. And then they cut off its hands. So now the hand is still stuck in the animal. So here's the Kiddush. I would have thought this way. Bahadi the Doris Shadizurei, when does the lion or when does the Doris send off its poison? The Shasat first puts its nails into the animal. When it first puts its fingers in there, that's when it shoots off this urea, the poison. So over here, since the lion put his paws in there, put his nails in there, he shot off the poison, so it should be a treifa. Even though now we cut off the hands. As Kamashman, that's the Kiddush know, that Bahadi the Sholif shot his urea. When does the dervis, when does the animal send off its poison? That's when it pulls out its hand, when it takes the hand out. So the hand that they cut off the hand when it was still attached, still in there, so when it came out, it was a mace already, the hand. That's the Chiddush, that is no treifa. Now, Omar Rabbo, Barav Hunom, Omar Rav, name of Rav, that Ari, if you have a lion, Shenichnas Lebein Ashvorim, he goes into the middle of a corral of oxes, V'nimtza Tziporin, Begaboy Shalechmehen, then later we find the nail of the lion stuck in the back of one of the shvorim, one of the axes. The locker is ein chesheshin shemari doris. We're not afraid. Maybe they remade a drusa there, and therefore it should be a treifa. That's what you would think about. But here, no, we're not afraid about this. Question is, why not? So Rashi said the case was nimsa sipur means tulusha begaba. We find like a detached nail stuck onto the back of the ox. So why? This is my timer. The look is like this, because Roiva Royus Dorsum. True, Roiva lions, Doris, they do attack. Well, Miutane Dorsum, but there are some, there is a Mia that does not attack. Now, Vachola Doris, usually a lion that attacks, ain't Sipur in the Shmetis, that its nail does not fall off, the nail goes in and goes out with the lion. The Zeus over here. Since we found now this nail stuck on the back of the ox, I have a right to say that you know where this nail got stuck on the back of the ox, not because the lion attacked him, but the nail was stuck into a wall and the ox scratched itself against the wall, and therefore the nail on the wall got stuck in the animal. Rashi says Hashor v'tzipur and zuba koisel oisa. This nail was already stuck before in the wall, and now when the ox scratches himself there, the nail comes onto his back, and that's not a treifa. That's why we're not afraid there was a treifa of the Ari. Would rather say it came from the wall. Samora says no. Ema, why don't I say, well, Adarabba, the opposite. Why don't I say Rav Shvarim Eschachachin? True, Rav oxes rub themselves against the wall. And there is a mito of shvorim that do not scratch themselves against the wall. Now the klal usually is the cholam eschachich and siporin yeshevaslei the gaboi. Usually, even if you scratch yourself against the wall, you don't get stuck with a nail. Like usually, there are not nails there in the wall. And it's not mistab with the nail. Now she gets stuck in the back of the animal. If so, this ox, since it has hoyel v'tziporin yeshevaslei the gaboi. Since it has a nail of a lion stuck in the back of it, Ema, I should rather say, Ari Dorsu, that the lion was Dorsim, attacked him, and therefore it should be a treifa. So Mor says, really you're right, you could say both ways, it's a good suffix, what happened? And therefore the klal is, Okimilsi Achazoka, we have a right to leave the animal, the Cheskas Ksheris, and the Hevelay suffered Trusa. Therefore, it remains a loch of the Sefer Drusa, and Rav the time, Rav goes according to his own reasoning. The Amad, he says, "Ein cheshishin le Sefer Drusa." We only have a suffix if an animal was dervis or not. Since it's only a suffix, we leave the animal the cheskas kashrus, and we say the animal is still kashrus, not a treifa. See, also true, it's a doubt, but in a suffix we go lekula. Now, Amar Abaye says, "Lo yamorin." This is on. He said, "Elit sipoyrin." Only if the only thing you find in the back of the ox was the nail itself. If you find the tzipurin itself, avumokim tzipurin, you find the place of the tzipurin, then choshishin, then we are afraid. So Rashi says, mokim tzipurin means, shalo nishmat, leninza shama tzipurin, elo mekoimoi. It's nikit mokim makosa nikit b'shor. No, you don't find the actual nail right now stuck in the shore. We only see clearly a mark that was made by the nail, but we don't find the nail there. then we say for sure, then we have a bigger suffer to say it was really the Ari, it was regular Ari that was Doras. Therefore we say it is a trefa. So if you find the nail stuck in the back of the shor, that's not so shchir that it should fall off from the Ari itself. So yes, Mustafa came off the wall. But if it's not stuck in the shor, only the mokum, we just see it was scratched there with nails, Adarabba, that's a proof to say the Ari did it, and therefore it would be a trefa. Now, but even if you find the nail itself also, when do we go to Kula Elolecha? Only if it's wet, Rashi says Shahoya Badam, there's some blood on the nail. Avu Yevesha, but let's say it's a dried out nail, then of the Dimishtamit, then yes, then the Chiach that it comes off from the lion. And therefore could be the lion was Doris attacked this animal, the shor, and while he attacked him, the nail came off because it was a dried one. So if it's a dry nail, then we're more afraid it was a doros. Now, v'leichanam, even when we find the nail to be wet, like have some blood on it, lo yomar, we only say it's l'kula el'chada, if you only find one nail. Avatati t'las chashinan, but if you find two or three nails there, stuck into the back of the yak, then we are afraid that Mistamer came from the shore, and therefore be a trefa. Now, v'hu d'kaima b'dor v'disichufei. Also, it has to be that these two or three nails are in the same row, like as if it came from the hand of the Ari. In other words, b'dor v'disichufei looks like the paw of the Ari. Some we say it was the Ari that stuck his nails in here, and that's what made the drusa. It may learn like this. Rav Omar Rav says, "Ain choshesh in the suffik drusa." We'll soon see what the case is. When you have a suffik, if there was a drusa or not, so with our suffik, we don't call it kula. We have a right to say that the animal still kshayra. But Shmuel Omar Shmuel says, "No, choshesh in the suffik drusa." We have a suffik if the animal became a treif or not. Suffik is to be right, so you have to go to chumra. So Moshe says like this: the kula yam, everybody agrees. Suffak oil, suffik loy oil. If you have a suffik, whether the lion came into the corral of the oxes altogether or not, so then, ema loy oil. You have a right to go to kula to say that we have a chazak to say like the lion did not come in, and therefore the shvarim are still becheskas ksheris. Suffik, if he came in altogether or not, then everybody, even Shmuel, would agree to go to kula. What's going to be though, we know somebody came in and somebody attacked the animals. But suffik kalba, suffik shunro, we have a suffik whether it was a dog or whether it was a cat. Again, a cat on a small, on a kid or a lamb makes a drusa. A dog does not. So you have a suffik, what was it that came in? So in such a case, ema kalba oil. Also you have a right to go lukulu to say that it was the dog that came in and not the cat. What's going to be though, shosik, the Isuv Binayu. The oil shosik visa binayu. Let's say a lion came in and sat down between the oxes, sat down quietly. So by the Ema Shalma Shavya, we have right to say that he made peace between them. And therefore also there's no trefus. What's going to be Kota Resha Dechad Binayu? Let's say we see the way the lion tore apart one head of one ox. So also, Nach Merisichai, we have read to say they took out his anger on this one ox, and on the rest of them there's no shash of drusa. What's going to be Iyu Kormi Avi? Let's say the lion is groaning, making noises. The Yinul, they also, Kormarakakin, they're also making noises, they're also shouting. So also could be, the Yusei Kormavasei Adodi, it could be just they're scared one another. And it could be that the lion, they're not attacked them yet. So it could be if you come in at that point, and you don't see the lion attack, right, it could be that's still kshera. That's not a proof yet to say that there was a treifus that he attacked him yet. Keep ligi. Where's the machlokes though, Rav and Shmuel? The EU kar shosak. I tell you, the machlokes only arise where the lion is silent. He's not making any noise. The inu kamarakokin. And the other ones, the other, the shvarim, those are the ones that are making noises, screaming. That Masavar Shmuel says, Maisakovid Bhu, that you have to be afraid that the lion was Doras the Shvarim. That's why they're making noises. But the lion is keeping quiet because he finished already. Umasav Rav says no. Machmis Bisusa Hilda Koyavdin. Right, it could be only because they're afraid. The axes are afraid now of the lion, but not because the lion actually attacked them yet. So if you come in then and you do not see the lion attack anymore, you have a right to go to Kula to say he did not attack yet, and to say a Safa Drus is the Kula. The Omer Amemer Amemer says Hilchus of the Locher is Choshishem a Safa Drus. Yes, whenever you have a Shal of a Safa Drus, you have to go to Chumra, like Shmuel says and say it's a Treifa. Oh, Malay Ravashi La Meima. So Rashi said back to Meima, Hod the Rav Mai. Like, what do you do with Rav? Rav says Lakula. Rav says it's Kasha. So how come you argue in Rav? Oh, Malay. So he said back to him, Lay Shmili. I did not hear like this. Kleima. Lay Sruli. I did not hold. The next time I did not hold what Rav holds. I hold rather what Shmuel says. That a Sufik Drusa is Lakumra. The boy is same. Another tells could be. That Hodebe Rav Lagabe Tishmuel. That I tell you, Rav himself was Chayza. Rav himself retracted. And now he also agrees to Shmuel that a Sofa Drusa is a Psula. Why? The Yahu Sharakfa the Sofa Drusas. There was a bag there that was full of Sofa Drusas. There was like a basket full of birds. They were alive right now, the birds. And there was a Sofa whether. A cat was Doris Demanat. The Yos Lakaim of the Rav, they came in front of Rav. And Shadrum Lakaim of the Shmuel. So Rav threw this basket of birds in front of Shmuel. And Chankinu. And he choked them, he killed them. And Rav Shmuel Shetosai. Shmuel holds the Safu Drusa is Tsula. And Bishadinu Ben Hora. And therefore, after Shmuel killed them, then Shmuel threw them into the river. That's what Rav did. Now, Yi Sakadad, if you can tell me and think. That Lehodabe, that Rav did not retract from his own sack. If so, when this Shalah came in front of Rav, it's Sofa Drusa Lisharinu. How can Rav himself did not say it's kosher? He should have said, you're allowed to eat from these birds. Samura says, Elamai, what do you want to tell me? Hodabe, that Rav himself also retracted already, and the din should be that's treif. It's so Lisharinu. How come Rav himself didn't pass him that it was also? How come the mice was that Rav sent it to Shmuel? Anyway, it's Shver, it's Akasha. So it says, rather the mice was like this. El, I'll tell you, ask where the Shmuel heavy. This was the place of Shmuel. So that's why he sent it to Shmuel. And that's why he himself did not want to pass in Lakula. Because even though he himself could be maybe hold this Lakula, but it was in the Mokum of Shmuel. And it is like Rashi's second shot, that really Rav still holds its Muta. But he didn't want to pass in this way because it was in the place of Shmuel. Therefore he sent it to Shmuel. Rashi's first shot is to say that he was Hodabei, but still he didn't want to paskin himself, even though they both had the same sock, because since this was the Mokum of Shmuel, he didn't want to paskin in front of Shmuel. So it's two pshatim, whether we have a proof or we don't have a proof. But I call upon him here, the mice was the reason why he sent it to Shmuel, because it was in the city of Shmuel. So Mar still says now, Lomuli Lemechnekinu. How come Shmuel had to first choke them, kill them? Lishadidu Hachi bin Hara. Why don't they just throw them into the river? And they'll die there? Let them die in the river. Samura says no. Mifarchon, Visalkon. That they'll fly away and people will capture them and come to eat them. So you'll be mafshu them because we're not a treifa. Samura says anyway. Lishinu Shnei Masachodesh. Why don't we wait for 12 months? Rashi says, Kedin Sofer Treifa Gamon Pirkum. We'll have later you have a Sofer Treifa, so you don't know if it's a Treifa or not. So one answer is, wait 12 months. If it still lives for 12 months, that's a proof to say it's not a Treifa. Because our Mishnah's Mashma Treifa Zainachaya. If so, why did Shmuel have to kill these birds? Let him wait 12 months. Someone says, no, that's not a good answer either, because Osibud Ludeta Kola. We're afraid that within these 12 months, somebody may come to Shechta and eat from it. So therefore we can't let it stay around 12 months. So we're still asked, why didn't he be matarit to sell it to a goy? Like, why be matarit them? Sell them to goyim better. So we're still says, no, that's no good. Also, as vinil Yisrael, they were afraid maybe a Jew would buy the bird off the goy. So therefore, it's not an eitzah to sell to a goy, but rather Shmuel had to kill the birds. So we're asked the question, lechakinu, very good, he had to kill them, but v'lishadinu liyashpo. Why did he just put it in the garbage? How come he had to throw it into the river? Samur says, anyway, on the Taimech, Nishadinu Leklovim, Samakashi, why didn't he throw these birds to to the dogs. Even if it's a treif, it's not also bano, so he should have thrown it to the dogs. Hell, what do you have to say? The maisa was the farsume milsa di yisurei. The reason why I did like this was the farsa milsa. He wanted everybody to know that clearly this is the halacha. So even though Enoch Nami, he could have used it, he could have given it to his dog's teeth, the maisa, the reason why he threw it into the river, a big maisa, this was to make a piercing. Everybody should see what he did to know that it's also. Tzadik Mor says, who bar avza? There was a duck. To have it, they Rav Ashi, they belonged to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi had a duck. All the veinikani, so the duck went between the reeds. Nothik also came a masu adama. When it came up from the reeds, we saw that its neck was like full of blood. So we didn't know was it drusa or not. Some Rav Ashi said, lo yamrin and sofik kalba sofik shunro ema kalba. Didn't we say before we have a sofik whether a dog attached or a cat? We say a dog attacked, and Sluk Sheira, Sochinam here also, Sofak Kanya, Sofak Shunra, we have a Sofak, what made it bleed? Is it just that it cut itself by one of the reeds, and that would be a Aksheira? Or did a cat come? So since you have a Sofak, about the Shigolukul to say, Eim Kanya Machi, we have right to say, there must probably was only the reed that hit it, and therefore still be Aksheira. Tzadik Mor says, Amri B'nei Rebbe Chiya, the sons of Rebbe Chiya said like this, that drusa shomru, that Torah says a loch about a drusa, that if you have a drusa, if an animal was attacked, the loch is you have to check it out afterwards. Rashi says the case is, kagoin sofik drusa sari, you have a sofik, you have a lion attack them, or Yisrael, even in case you saw it, but you don't know exactly where on the animal attacked it, so loch is tricha b'dika k'neged b'nei mayin, you have to check out the Bnei Mayan, you have to check out all along the intestines on the outside to see around if there's any red spot, if the eris, if the poison went in there. Omer Rabbi Yosef said, Hod Bnei Rav Chiya, this is Bnei Rav Chiya said, is Kva Pirshu Shmuel. Shmuel already explained like this also. The Yom HaShmok, Shmuel says, Mishum Rabbi Chanino, Ben Antignus, that Drusa Shomu, that's what they said, there's a treif of a Drusa. That's Tricha B'dika, we have to first check it out to see if you find any red spots there. Keneged B'nei Mayin, you have to check around all around the intestines. There's the outside of the animal all around the intestines. That's what you have to check out to see if there's a Drusa. Now, boy, you'll face a shot like this. Yesh Drusa Li Simonim, or Yesh Drusa Li Simonim. That's said the animal attacks by the Simonim, by the throat. Is there a psul of drusa there or not? Rashi says, Imdorsa kinegdim, if the animal attacked him, and the negative simona by the throat, we have a trait for me, Armina, and cautioning, do we say that the veshet and the kona are hard, and therefore by drusa doesn't affect it? Or maybe no. Says the Shaila, is there a drusa by the simona or not? Some Reb Zero, hold the boy you for this, the ilfa, that's the question you should know, kvar pirsha rav chonim by rova. Rav Chonon bar Rav already asked this question. He explained it. The Yom Rav Chonon bar Rav, Yom Rav, Drusa Shomu. That to be said is Loch of a Drusa. Tzricha B'dika Kineged Beis Hachalal Kulay. You have to check it along Kineged the whole Beis Hachalal. There is the whole cavity of the body. And the Afilu B'Simonim, even the Simonim also you have to check out. Rashi says all it comes to exclude is Uve Yatzav, the thickness of the neck. And Oyha Yerchaim of the thighs, but even the Simonim also have to be checked out. Mashma Yesh Drusa the Simonim. Now, boy, you'll face a shot like this. Simonim Shinadal Dulu Bekamo, Simonim that were torn off. Rashi says, I did the Omer Abzeira Bahanech Tartid Liel, that Kvashul Pleini. So now the Gemara Yasvaita, yes, the Shalu also. Nidal Rashi says, Nekru Bimkaimus Harbe. Let's say the Simonim were uprooted, torn apart at different places. So Simonis Nadal Bekama, how much of it has to be torn off to make it into a trefa? Some Reb Zeira hold the boy you for that to be ilfe, as the Shaila, Kvar Pirsha Rabba Barbachona. He explained this. The Yama Rabba Barbachona, or Mashul Neme Shmuel, Simonim Shenadal de Luberubon, Simonim that were torn apart at different places. As long as the rave of the simonim are torn off from its place where it's connected, that makes it into a treifa. It's enough simonim shenadad lumberubin. Now, boy, Rav Ami, Rami, it's a shout like this. Hamas Mosa Mahu. Rashi says, Kagoin, Dorso Biyerech, Shalek Negra Chlal. Let's say the animal attacked it by its yerech, by its thigh, but not connected to the cavity of the body. Or inu shenikav abosel liyachas man mahu, and later we find there's a hole there later. Well, as the kitzvah, you find the drusa not the makal machalal of the body. Does it make a trifer or not? Some Rab Zera that hold the boy Ravam. This Ravam asked this question. You should know kvar pirsha Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda explained this. The Yom Rav Yehuda Marav bidrusa by drusa. When does it make it into a trefah? It was attacked by an animal, by an ari, achiyadim bosa kenega b'nei mayin. Only if the flesh, the meat, around the opposite of the intestines, become red. In other words, the drusa has to be b'mokum nechlal of the body near the intestines. But if it's not near there, it does not make it into trefah. What's going to be though in this masmeis habosa? Let's say the bosa stam b'mokum achras has got to decay. And because of this...